Hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I am your co-host, Brian Brown. It is a beautiful day in downtown Music City, USA.
Brian, I don't know what you're looking out, but when I look out the window, it's rainy, it's overcast, it's one of those fall days where it's kind of hot, but you know,
Well, as you know,
it's tornado weather, Brian. Come on, bro.
When I look around and check local listings, our listeners, we're listening at a different place and time than we are here. But as I look around the studios, I often describe them as beautiful, historic, majestic. And it's on that same theme that I would describe it as a beautiful day, Mike.
Okay.
It's a vision. It's a theater of the mind. It's
yes.
a projection. And
hopefully, I can accept that.
Hopefully, it'll drive the clouds away.
That.
So, Mike, we talked about this in our last podcast at the very end. We talked about that podcast was dealing with leading through change. And toward the end of that discussion, we started talking about the stress that change produces. It's not just change, not just significant change, as you know, that causes stress in the life of a minister. There could be family complications. There could just be this time of year a Christmas program.
Yep.
There are many things that can cause us stress. And one of the healthiest ways we know to deal with stress is to take care of ourselves physically. But it's something that particularly in busy seasons, and sometimes it seems like they're all busy. We neglect our physical health, and it's something that's important. So what I thought we'd talk about today, Mike, is sharing. I know all of your life as a minister of music, and then the 12 years you've been here leading the music work at Lifeway, now the worship supplies work as well, you've always been active, physically active, whether it be racquetball or now our vice president's got you into basketball. But talk about how you've maintained a physical and an active lifestyle with the burden of responsibility of ministry, and give the guys out there some ideas about why that's important
well,
and how they can do a good job.
I've got to do a disclaimer first.
All right.
Is that I am not the picture of health myself, although I did have a good result from my annual physical this year. The doctor was real happy with me.
Congratulations.
I felt good about that. But, of course, not doesn't compare to your physical
it was
that you took
amazing.
Where they actually wanted to do a sculpture of your body after the, no, it wasn't quite
well,
that.
Well, it's only a slight exaggeration, yes.
So, but you are exactly right. I've always, even to the, I'm 56 now, which is older than I've ever been.
Yes.
And
you're actually in your 57th year, Mike. You've completed 56.
Thank you. And it's, right. that's getting younger all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
But I've always been active. I've joked before, you know, I played baseball in college and, was an athlete in that season of my life. And
well, pitcher.
Hey, come on now.
No, sorry about that.
But anyway, I joke about this one church that called me to be their minister of music, and I'm totally convinced it wasn't because of anything musically. It was because they needed a left fielder
for the church
softball team. And when I think back to the ministry of that particular church, I have more softball memories than anything else. So I've always played ball. You mentioned racquetball. One of the churches I served, a lot of guys on staff played racquetball, and I got involved in racquetball then. And have been a part of a lunch bunch basketball thing all through the years.
Sure.
So the one consistent thing that I've done my whole life is stay active in those kinds of things. And then hopefully in between the ball games and those kind of activities, which I just enjoy doing that. But
right.
In between, my wife and I walk and run together and I'm trying to get on the treadmill at the Y or whatever. I always want to be active. And I guess my model for that is my dad. My dad is going on 83 years old. He just retired from the grocery store.
Wiley Harlan.
For the third time, I might add. He retires and he goes back and he retires. He goes back and then, now he says this is it. And my dad is as strong as a mule today. I would not want to arm wrestle my dad. And I think the reason that he has maintained that strength in stamina is because he's stayed active. You know, he's working in the yard. He, of course, worked in grocery store business all those years. And in ministry, it's very easy to be behind a keyboard or behind a desk, and your meetings are over meals many times. Mm-hmm. You're in staff meetings, and somebody brought the donuts, and it's very easy to get into a physically inactive mode. The biggest exercise you get is going up and down the platform on Sunday, those
right.
steps, you know, and it is just not healthy, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally. And I would even argue spiritually, inactivity can be very detrimental to the long-term stamina that we'll have in ministry. And that's kind of what we're talking about here is, sure. is keeping a stamina so that we're not trying to accomplish anything physically. You know, the Bible says, what does it profit man if he has ultimate health and can do all these things, leap buildings in a single bound, Superman. What does it profit a man if he has that but no spiritual
that's
life?
That's the Harlan Standard version
exactly,
of that scripture.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of paraphrasing it. But, I mean, that the point is still true. And so this is more than just winning a prize or sure. having a personal accomplishment that you celebrate. It's about stamina in ministry and what are the ways to make sure you still have that.
Sure, stamina, and the other word that comes to my mind is that's alliterative would be stewardship
sure.
of what God has given us in our physical bodies. The temple is referred to in Scripture, and I don't think we need to spend any time on the podcast talking about the benefits of taking care of yourself. I mean, our society does a better job these days of talking about that than ever before, and I think most people realize that taking care of themselves physically is something they need to do. I think even most of our listeners, Mike, pastors, minister of music, they even understand the spiritual implications of why we need to take care of our bodies and why we need to be healthy. So I thought today what we'd talk about, maybe some real practical tips for the guy who says, man, Mike, I'd love to. I would love to. My doctor says I need to get healthier. I need to lose weight. I need to eat better. I need to exercise, but I just don't have time. I can't do it. What are some really practical ways someone who's let it go, frankly, and they haven't had any form of consistent exercise in years, how can they get started if they're 50 like I am, 56 like you are, 36, whatever stage of life, but after a period of inactivity, what's your best advice for a way to get started?
I'm going to talk about three things in this okay. this kind of deal, and number one is start. You say, how do you get started? Well, start, and you can start with something really simple. Just walk. Just find a way and put it in the course of your work. If you're going to get coffee somewhere, don't get in your car and go. Walk to the place or spend time walking around the area where your office is located or walking in your neighborhood or just don't default to the easiest, quickest, fastest thing, but consider walking. Here's something I do here all the time. If I've got a major decision that I'm contemplating and I'm in my office and I know I'm going to be spending, you know, it's going to take a little time here. I need to think about this. I've got a meeting coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to order my thoughts about that meeting, whatever. If I can, I'll just go over to my assistant's office and I'll say, hey, I'm going for a walk. She knows exactly what I mean. I've got my cell phone with me. Right. And if the weather permits, and all, and most often it does, I walk downtown Nashville. Right. It's about a whole 10 or 12 blocks from here to the river. And I walk all the way to the river, walk back 3 blocks north, come back up the other way. I'll take about a 30, 45-minute walk. And in that walk, I'm thinking, I'm praying, I'm rehearsing a conversation that I'm about to have. Right. But instead of sitting at my desk doing that, I'm walking doing that and just getting. And here's something. You know who taught me this? Luke Garrett taught me this. My old buddy that I missed terribly.
Yes.
That went to be with the Lord last year, and I still can't believe I can't pick up a phone and call the rascal, but I'll get to see him one of these days. But Luke Garrett taught me every time before a big concert, he found a treadmill. He would go to the local Y, the local hotel where he was staying, wherever it was, and he would spend 15 or 20 minutes on a treadmill just getting his heart rate up a little bit, getting the blood flowing.
Yeah.
It wakes up your brain. It wakes up your vocal cord. Your voice is an instrument, and it's a muscle. And if you'll get your heart rate up, we're not talking about running a half marathon or 5K, but if you'll just get your heart rate up an hour before you sing, you will sing better. Your voice will be clearer. Your instrument will be more warmed up than if you just do vocal exercises. So,
that's right.
So the first thing I want to point to is start. Do something. You can't do maybe what somebody that's been working out for years can do, and you can't do perhaps what you used to do, but you can do something. And whatever that is, do it. And it could be just walking around your neighborhood at night with your wife or husband. It can be walking around the office where you are or walking around downtown on a beautiful day, 30 minutes. You know, you don't have to have a membership in a health club.
Right.
Just walk around. Just walk and get moving. Get your body moving.
Yeah.
Do something.
Something you mentioned, Mike, was the cell phone, and what a beautiful invention that is. And I have walked downtown Nashville having phone conversations,
absolutely,
phone meetings. I mean, that mobile computer that we all hold in our hands enables us. And a lot of times, those of us old schoolers who used to be tied to our phone in the office, and we're just kind of used to those behaviors. Man, if I have phone calls to make, I feel like I've got to be in the office. Well, no, you don't. A lot of phone calls can be made while you're out walking around. And just start. Such a good message. My brother is a marathon runner, my older brother. He's run many, many marathons. He's run 50 miles. He's done crazy stuff that's probably not even healthy. But I was telling him, a couple of years back, when I was about 47, 48, I had let my exercise wane. And I told him, I said, I went out and tried to jog a mile and I was dying. And he said, Brian, you got to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
He said, just jog at a pace that's slightly faster than walking, or maybe it's not.
Yeah.
And if you can only go a half a mile, that's all you can go. But just start. Just fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And as you know, over the next couple of years, Mike, I was able to turn my health around and lose 30 pounds, and now I can jog 5 miles, and it doesn't bother me at 50 years old.
Well,
but
and
it
here's
took
something
a long
else.
Time to get there.
I'd love for you to talk about this, because I've watched you do this for years, and this is a very popular thing in a lot of offices today. Stand.
There's
all kinds of office equipment now that have these standing desks.
Right.
And the physical benefits to that, maybe you're not a person that you feel like you could run 3 miles. If you just stood when you were
it's
at a computer instead of sitting.
It's huge.
And you did that for years. So
I mean, and I plan on doing it in the new building. All of our workstations in the new building will be sit stand. And it's because, Mike, of the health benefits of standing. And so there's been more and more research on that, on the problems that can be caused with the job that has you sitting all day and the benefits of being able to stand. And so at our new workstations in the call center, which has over 100 total employees in there, every workstation there will be a sit-stand workstation so that our employees can be
for
healthier.
For that very reason.
Even something just as simple as that. And so, get started. It's a great word. And just do walk more today than you did yesterday. I know another thing, the cell phone's great because you can still do business while you're walking around. Another thing are these step counters. And a lot of people around here at Lifeway have those.
Sure.
Just taking the stairs. Something I do, Mike, and I try to do it as often as possible, is, you know, we have this human tendency, if we're going to the grocery store or wherever we're going, we want to park as close as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And I've told my wife, I said, let's park as far away as we possibly can. And as long as I'm able to walk into the building, then we're going to walk. And so all of those extra steps add up, every single one. So don't drive around forever looking at the closest place. We have signs here at Lifeway that say walk up one flight and down two flights. And if you follow that exactly, you'll never get where you're going. But just a
you'll
reminder.
You'll be in the bottom most of the time.
Absolutely. There's no reason, even if you have a hard time going upstairs, most of us could descend a few flights of stairs instead of waiting on the elevator.
Well, so walking is actually, so huge, the first thing we're talking about is start. But then once you're getting some, you've got some physical activity doing, I'd encourage you to do something like what I do. There's a group of guys, we get together on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, and we play basketball. Now, this isn't the NBA.
I was going to say, loosely speaking, you play basketball.
Nobody's dunking on anybody. But, you know, some guys are moving, and we all kind of play at our own pace. It's not one of those things where, you know, we're trying to beat each other up or anything like that. But it's just guys that are, and matter of fact, it's the guys that are playing are guys we all work, most of us, I think all of us, except for one or two, work here at Lifeway.
Mm-hmm.
And the camaraderie, even, I tell you what, Eric Geiger's one of them, my vice president.
Right.
I can't tell you how much good has been accomplished from the basketball court to the car. Oh, by the way, did I tell you so and so and so and so? And being in proximity with my leader in a setting where that's fun.
Now,
like
you
that.
Don't go easy on him on the basketball
no,
court.
No, I try to foul the snot out of him when
good.
I pull
that's
when I'm
what
guarding.
We
but
hear.
But find there are people around you that would do that. So I racquetball is a great sport. If you're one of those guys that say, man, I get bored when I run, do that. Play racquetball. Play tennis. Play, you know, Craig Adams on our team here loves to play tennis. Is quite good at it, as a matter of fact. Play tennis. Tim Henning, our guy that is our engineer for this, Tim's a runner, and Tim plays basketball with us at the Y sometimes. He's one of those guys. So it's all about do something. Because if you don't do anything, then as you age, your body begins to atrophy. You won't be able. And my wife asked me, I played in a game last night, by the way. Mm-hmm. Did you want to ask me how I did?
You've been talking about it all morning, okay, but perhaps the listeners would be at least right, as interested as I was to hear how you did last night.
Playing in a basketball league here in Franklin, and I was kind of the sub player because they were running short. They asked me to play with them last night, and I'm not saying that I was, you know, 4 out of 5 from 3-point range. I don't really want to bring that detail.
Actually, you've said that several times.
I have, but we won the game by like 35 points and had a blast doing it. So it was kind of fun. We had a good time of doing that. So be active because my wife asked me, now, how long are you going to play? You're 56. Come on. How long are you going to play?
Right.
And here's my answer always is, I know if I stop, I'll never start again.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a day going to come, and it may be sooner than I want to admit, but the day's going to come when I can't. But that's not today. And as long as I can, I'm going to. And if it's not basketball, I'm gonna find something to swing and hit or run or golf or some kind of and you know what, play golf, but don't ride a cart.
Right,
walk the round.
Yeah,
you know, just be active. Make it a point of stewardship, as you said. Mm. But ultimately for the purpose of having more physical stamina so that in your ministry, you're not exhausted and making bad decisions and not getting things done because you're physically unable to do it.
Yeah. And I want to speak to one thing that you said, Mike, in my journey through this idea of trying to get back into better shape. And you know, I'm bragging about my health report, got taken off the blood pressure medicine. Yeah. Ladies, it is possible to get on blood pressure medicine at 50 and at 48 rather, and off of it at 50. But one of the things that I've heard you talk about, I talk about, others, anyone trying to encourage people to exercise says, find something you like.
Yeah.
And I agree with that because it is easier to stick to it. No doubt. But what I don't want people to think is that it's always going to be fun and you're always going to want to do it. You didn't want to go play basketball last night.
No.
And one of the things, this isn't a Christian mentor, but when I was a kid growing up, there was one exercise show on TV when I was a little kid, and it was Jack LaLanne, and he wore this full jumpsuit. He used to pull boats with his teeth and all these feats of strength. And I remember an article, Jack LaLanne, and only people my age and older will know who he is. But later in life, in his 90s, an interviewer said, well, it's a good thing you like to exercise. And Jack LaLanne said, I hate exercising. He said, but I love what it does, how it makes me feel, what it does for my body.
Yeah.
So it is a discipline. They call it a workout for a reason because it's work. I mean, it's a work, and it requires discipline, and it's not always going to be fun, and you're not always going to want to do it. But I would go back to what you said at the beginning, Mike, just start.
Yeah, just start.
The hardest thing about a run is going in there and changing my clothes and putting those shoes on. 3 blocks into it, it's not hard at all.
Yeah.
And by the time I get home, you know, there's that thing that Augustine even talked about. The harder something is, the harder a battle, the harder the struggle, the more difficult, the more challenging, the more rewarding it is when you've completed it at the end.
That's right.
And so it's going to be hard. It's going to be work. And so you're not always just going to love exercise, even if it's something you like, an activity like basketball. You're still not going to want to do it, but do it anyway.
So for the guy that's out there saying, well, I'm just not motivated to improve myself physically, I want to give you a different motivation.
All right.
Do it for effectiveness reasons. You will be a better singer if you're in better shape.
That's right.
You will be a better songwriter.
That's right.
You will be a better decision maker. You will be a better worship planner. You'll be a better meeting leader. Your brain will be quicker.
Better piano player.
You'll be a better piano
guitar player.
You will do ministry better if you are in better shape, and if you've got a physical capabilities that you maintain, you will be better at all of it. And I said a minute ago, practically speaking, one of the best things a singer can do is to exercise before they sing. If, you know, I occasionally get asked to do something in a studio, not as often as, you know, anybody might think. I don't ever ask to sing one of our songs here at Lifeway, but occasionally Craig will ask me to do the solo on a song I wrote or something like that. And I usually know that when Craig asks me to be the soloist on a song, it's because his budget's run out on that song and he has to get somebody he can't pay that he doesn't have to pay. So I understand that, but because Kirk Kirkland would be much better than me, but I'm glad you didn't comment on that, Brian.
I'm just keeping that to myself.
Yeah, keeping it to yourself. But if I'm going to go record an hour before, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to eat something, a light meal. I'm going to eat something and I'm going to get my heart rate up.
Yeah.
And the fastest way to get your heart rate up is go to a staircase, go to a building that has three or four floors and go up and down. And if I can't get to a building that has stairs, I do it at my house. I just go up and down my stairs five times on my way to the studio. Because if I get my heart rate up, my voice, I'll have my voice at another level.
It's so true, Mike. I'm having a flashback. One of the first times I ever sang in chapel here, I was a young kid. I was probably 23, 24 years old. And Dr. Draper was coming. Jimmy Draper was going to be our president. It was his first chapel, and I was going to have to sing. And I had chosen a song with a note in it that I wasn't always sure I could hit. And someone told me to go run. I went running that morning. I'll never forget it. And it was the easiest I'd ever sung that song. Yeah. And it had so much more to do with my breathing. You know, I was one of those singers who thought it was all about your vocal cords, but the breathing is just
it's huge. So critical.
Yeah. And I just never would have thought to run before you sing. But boy, I tell you what, praise the Lord that at least that morning it worked. And I think it'll work for a lot of people. Mike, I was thinking for musicians, you're talking about an instrument, really. Your body's an instrument. Yeah. Your voice is an instrument. And we all know the importance of maintaining
the instrument.
Do we tune the piano?
Sure.
Do we polish it and make sure it doesn't get dust? And it's the same for us. It's just so easy.
No question. Well, there's a second thing I want to point to, and this is a very easy. Now, I'm certainly no, I know what I should do eating that I don't do, so, but I'm not trying to be here as some person that has this command of diet. But I'm going to tell you about a tweak that everyone can make that will be a difference maker immediately in how they feel and how their body acts and relates. And here it is. You want to know what it is?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know you're using.
I have the whole seat, but I'm only using the edge. That's right.
Drink water.
Oh man, yeah, it's good.
Just drink water. If you will make that change, you know, a lot of people drink Diet Coke or Coke or, you know, and maybe you drink unsweetened tea. I mean, maybe you say, well, I don't do calories. I'm telling you, nothing fuels your body better than water. And that was a change I made as a young man. When I was probably about 24, 25 years old, the college baseball days were over. I gained a lot of weight real quick because when I was a college athlete, I was running all the time. That's what pitchers do in between starts is run. And so I could eat differently but when I stopped playing baseball, I quit running, I didn't stop eating, and I'd gained a lot of weight. Yeah. And I didn't like the way I felt. And I was a young man then. And I drank a lot of Cokes. I drank a lot of sweet beverages. Even my coffee had sugar in it. I just drank. And I made one change. And my change was, I'm just going to drink water.
Yeah.
And for years, I mean, I look back on that. That was 30 plus years ago. I probably went 10 years before I drank a single Coke. I mean, when I went hardcore,
yeah.
I went completely hardcore.
Yeah.
And to this day, water is my preferred beverage of every meal. And I do drink coffee in the morning black,
right?
But that's for medicinal purposes. My beverage of choice is water. And yeah. And if you say, oh, I'm not going to change the way I eat, if you'll just change that, if yeah. you'll just drink water and stay hydrated, you know, what is it, 8 glasses of water a day, maybe more?
It's one. I mean, there's different articles about that. You can get the water a lot of ways, but Mike, it is so true. The benefits to people's weight loss when they switch to consuming more water is definitely documented, and it's helpful. One of the things my wife and I do at home, we have sparkling water, you know, yeah. that's in the refrigerator. It's just a different way. So if your water gets boring drinking it all day long, and we want that feeling we used to have back when we drank Cokes,
yeah.
we'll crack open sparkling water and squeeze some lemon juice in it. And it yeah. feels like, maybe the kind of beverages we used to drink when we were young and healthy. Young and could burn those calories. But yeah, it's a huge, water has tremendous beneficial effects for the body. And there's many ways you can drink it and have it be healthy. Coffee, black coffee, you talked about you joked a little bit about the medicinal benefits, but there are more and more we're learning. If you drink it black without cream and sugar, it actually is quite healthy for you and has a huge water value. People talk a lot about the diuretic effect of caffeine, and there is some of that, but black coffee has such water value that it overcomes the diuretic effect, actually adds water to your system. So lots of ways to get water.
Let's go make some
body.
Coffee, man. Now you're talking me into it.
Well, check with your own physician. Mike and I aren't doctors, last time I checked.
Yeah, exactly.
You get one of those
yeah,
in the mail. But I do know that there are many, many articles on the health benefits.
So I want to recap this. I've got a third point, and I'll make it, and then we'll be probably out of time.
We'll stop beating people up.
So start.
Yes.
Okay, do something. Walk. Find an activity. Get
take
active.
Take a flight of stairs.
Start doing something. Drink water. Here's the third one. Yep. And this is one. I was at Liberty University recently teaching. I go up there to teach and in the artist development program, and I love being around those kids. And I give them this speech every time. I give them a speech about water. Because most students don't hydrate appropriately, and it's one of the reasons they stay sick all the time is they don't have the proper hydration. But here's the third one that anybody can do. Get plenty of rest.
Yeah, that's good.
Get some rest. I mean, in ministry, you can, especially in production season, which many people are in right now, you can start abusing your body sleep-wise and not get the appropriate amount of rest. And if you're not drinking fluids, water, if you're not active, and you're not getting rest, you are spending your physical resources in a way that you're not going to have stamina and you're not going to be at your best day after day. So the discipline, and here I've got to say, when I was a young person, I didn't do this very well. I would stay up late. I've got to finish this movie or whatever, and I'd be up late. And
you mean scripture reading?
Scripture reading, thank you, and prayer.
Yes.
Like, of course, that's what you do.
Totally.
But exactly. But do you know what my routine is now? And I know this sounds like I'm an old person, but I'm up early, early, early in the mornings. Right. I have to do that if I'm going to read my Bible, if I'm going to get my day started the way I feel like I should start it. And then often my work here at Lifeway starts on the early side of early. And, you know, we have meetings and things like that. And we tend to do things early around here at Lifeway. At, you know what? 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I'm in the bed. I don't call me at 10. My phone will ring, but I won't hear it because I get to bed really, really early. Sleep is a priority in my life because if I go 2 or 3 days without enough sleep, I'll get sick. Mm-hmm. I'll get short. I won't be as quick in my thinking. So if you take care of yourself, if you're active physically, if you're drinking fluids and water, and you're getting plenty of sleep, you are actually doing the small things, and you don't have to be a fitness guru.
Right.
You're just making these subtle tweaks in your life. You're actually going to improve your performance in the work that God's given you if you'll take care of that. And I love this quote. It's always attributed to Abraham Lincoln. I have no idea if he said it, but I know it's true. When asked one day, Mr. President, what would you do? You're known to be an excellent woodsman. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you had 4 hours to chop wood? And he said, I would sharpen my axe for 3.
Yeah, that's right.
And here's what I've been guilty of in my life, and I see people that are guilty of this, and that is doing such a poor job of taking care of the axe that we are not cutting near enough wood.
And
if we would just take care of the axe, we could actually accomplish more.
Yeah, and that's the point of the quote. You could chop more wood if you spent more time sharpening the axe. And Mike, you talked about the rest. So important. I immediately thought of one of my great heroes of history. I like to study about Winston Churchill. Famously, during World War II, taking a nap every afternoon. He would take a nap. And you're thinking, few of us, as much as we might be dealing with that is urgent and important, few of us have the German nation bombing us daily and our very existence in question. And yet Churchill still
knew. It'd be kind of hard to sleep through that.
Yeah, he knew he couldn't possibly lead unless his body was properly rested. The one other thing I would add that, again, science we're learning more and more about every day, it's important when we say to be physically active. We've talked a lot about cardiovascular things like walking, running, playing basketball. But weight or some sort of resistance training, so important for bone density. And then the quality of life later in life in particular when osteoporosis, other things become problematic. So if you can't do weights, at least do the rubber bands, do push-ups, sit-ups, use your body weight, but some kind of weight resistance as a part of your physical routine is so critical to being able to still serve God in ministry later in life with a healthy physical body. So keep sharpening the axe, and hopefully some of the advice Mike and I, just by being old, have learned over the years.
Well, and I've got to say this. I am not the example. You know, there's a lot of choices I make that are bad choices, but I'm really glad that I was playing basketball last night. And
sure.
And by the way, did I mention that I was 4 or 5 from three? I don't know.
You did.
I...
We haven't been able to independently verify that.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be in the newspaper. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I usually like 2 or 3 acts of corroboration before we share. We don't want any news.
But my encouragement of our listener today is, as Brian said, we're not experts in this field at all. Brian, you've got a lot more credibility than I do on this subject, but do something. And maybe we've said something today that some of you out there go, you know what, I need to do something. And there are people that in your church that could be of help to you, and in your community, find a YMCA, find a fitness center. They've got trainers, they've got people. It's worth the investment of you to take some time and work on the axe a little bit, your physical shape, and make the tweaks, you know, walk, run, stand, drink water, get plenty of rest, take care of your body so you can serve God with everything you've got and for a long time.
Yeah, another thing, Mike, that you talked about devotional life. And, you know, I think if you could incorporate, there's plenty of scriptures in the Bible about taking care of yourself physically. Man, sure. You know what? Maybe discipline yourself to read those. Maybe that'll help motivate you to get up and get out and get going. Another thing you could do. Just occurred to me, Mike, if you go for a walk while you listen to the Worship Life podcast.
Yeah. All right, Tony Price, our guy. Tony always fusses at us because he says our podcasts aren't long enough because he listens to them while he runs. So I've always told him, I said, listen to 2 or 3 of them at a time. But anyway, Tony, I'll give you another shout out. He's probably listening to this running right now, and he'll email me when we publish this and tell me he heard it. But yeah, listen to our podcast while you run. Good. That'll get you going.
All right. Well, we hope this has been beneficial to you. Again, health being such an important part of us being able to minister and taking care of the responsibility of our physical health is so important. Listen, email us, if you would, worship@lifeway.com. Love to hear some ways that you've been able to, things you've learned over the years about how to take care of your body when you're dealing with the stresses of ministry, which we know are heavy and many. Speaking of the stresses of ministry, let us know how we can pray for you every day. There is someone here at Lifeway Worship Music Group praying for the churches that we serve. And so let us know how we can do that specifically for you and your church. Until we're together again to talk about worship music and church, this is Brian Brown from Mike Harlan and the Worship Life Podcast saying we look forward to talking to you again very soon.